Who else might it be you are hurting? You say you aren't ready to give it all up. You think that it's under control. You've had a few problems, but not all that bad. It's really not taking its toll. You've lost a few jobs and you've hurt a few friends. You say that it's just part of life. You have bills you're not paying, and you're very close to leaving or losing your wife. Or maybe your grades aren't as good as they were. There's subjects you might not pass. It isn't your fault, it's probably the teacher and how he is teaching his class. Your friends are all doing it, why shouldn't you? Hey, if it helps you fit in. You can flunk out with the rest of the bums. You can succumb to the sin. There's hundreds of scenes I could give illustration. The point I am trying to make is, who are you hurting, excluding yourself? What is it going to take to get you to realize there's people who care, who watch from the sidelines while hurting? They see all the problems and symptoms of using. It's you that's in need of alerting. Perhaps your respect for yourself is quite lacking, or even worse, totally void. You couldn't care less of the fact that your life with others is being destroyed. You can't be that thoughtless and downright uncaring to keep on going on as you are. Knowing the hurt you are causing your family, you only can take this so far. And friends will give on you, family will turn their backs. Someday you'll be all alone, full of regret and with nowhere to turn, ashamed of the way you have grown. If not for yourself, then do it for those who truly are deeply concerned. One day you'll be glad that you made this wise choice, and you'll love the respect you'll have earned.